This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Germany today signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from green hydrogen to innovation and technology to boost the bilateral relationship. The MOUs and agreements were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in New Delhi after delegation-level talks. India and Germany agreed on the exchange and mutual protection of classified information. Both the nations also expressed their commitment for the Indo-German Green Hydrogen Roadmap along with innovation and technology. They also signed an agreement for a mutual legal assistance treaty in criminal matters. India and Germany also signed an MOU on cooperation in the field of skill development and vocational education and training. In the joint press statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterated India's commitment to restoration of peace in the wake of ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and West Asia. He said these conflicts are matters of concern for India and Germany, and India's view has always been that problems cannot be solved through war. Mr. Modi also reiterated the need to ensure freedom of navigation and rule of law in the Indo-Pacific region. He said reforms are needed in multilateral institutions, including the United Nations Security Council. In his statement, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz highlighted the strategic partnership between Germany and India. He said both the nations are growing together with innovation, mobility, and sustainability. Heavy rainfall continued in several parts of Odisha and West Bengal as severe cyclonic storm Dana completed its landfall process. The cyclone made a landfall between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra on Odisha coast last night, uprooting large trees and electric poles and damaging houses as well as paddy crops in the state. There have been no reports of casualties so far. Odisha's Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi conducted a review of the damage and relief efforts in Bhubaneswar this morning. He said the government was able to achieve zero casualty target, adding that restoration work to clear roads and restore power lines is underway in the affected areas. The filing of nominations ended today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till the 30th of this month. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has started distribution of voters' slip among electorates from today in view of the first phase of polling in the state. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said the slips will be distributed till the 5th of November. Polling for the assembly polls in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on the 20th of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this Sunday. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. President Draupadi Murmu has said the latest medical techniques should be used for the welfare of people living in remote areas. The president was speaking at the convocation ceremony of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Raipur, in Chhattisgarh today. She called upon students to give priority to serve the underprivileged class. The president said during the last decade, many steps have been taken to provide universal health coverage to countrymen. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 274 at 3 in this afternoon. A thick layer of smog was witnessed over Delhi and NCR. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that the air quality is likely to be in the very poor category tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. In cricket, New Zealand have scored 198 for 5 in their second innings at stumps on day 2 of the second test against India at Pune. The visitors now have a lead of 301 runs. Earlier today, Mitchell Santner's 7-wicket haul sent the hosts back to the pavilion one after another without much change on the scoreboard. They were all out for 156 in their first innings. And with that, we end this news bulletin.